What if everything you believe about your conscious experience is an illusion? What if the you reading these words doesn't actually exist in the way you think? These questions form the heart of Susan Blackmore's fascinating exploration of consciousness through the dual lenses of neuroscience and Zen meditation. Unlike purely academic treatments of consciousness, this journey combines rigorous scientific inquiry with deep personal practice, using the author's own mind as a laboratory for investigating our most fundamental assumptions about reality, self, and experience. The traditional scientific approach to consciousness faces a fundamental roadblock, explaining how objective brain processes create subjective experiences, the hard problem. Zen meditation offers a complementary approach by investigating consciousness directly through disciplined attention to experience itself. The practice begins simply, sitting quietly, focusing on breath, and allowing thoughts to arise without attachment. Let it come, let it be, let it go. During an intensive retreat in Germany, this practice revealed something startling. The endless mental chatter we identify with isn't necessary. Decisions happen efficiently without it, and troubles exist only in thoughts about past or future. The present moment itself is always all right. Start with just 15 minutes each morning to gradually deepen practice without creating disappointment. This approach bridges science and contemplation, calming the mind through meditation, concentrating on the present moment, then tackling fundamental questions with mental clarity. Ask yourself, am I conscious now? Notice what happens. There's an immediate sensation of waking up, as though consciousness activates in the asking. This creates a paradox. If asking makes me conscious now, was I unconscious before? With practice, this question reveals profound insights about awareness. The question functions as a gesture of openness toward the world. With consistent practice, consciousness begins to feel more fluid than discontinuous. Yet examining now reveals another puzzle. There is no clear boundary of the present moment. Events seem spread across time rather than occurring in discrete instants. When examining past moments of consciousness, multiple threads of experience, sounds, bodily sensations, visual awareness, each seems disconnected. Were you truly conscious of these things before searching for them? When a crow screeches, you realize you heard it only after it happened, unable to distinguish between genuine consciousness and memory of it. Looking deeper reveals something unsettling. When truly asking what you were conscious of a moment ago without grasping at memories, there's nothing there. The present moment emerges continuously from nothingness. When you look at something, there's perspective. The object is there, and you are here looking. Yet when you turn your attention inward to find who's doing the looking, nothing appears. You know you must be here, but you completely elude yourself. This raises another question. Where is this experience happening? Are colors out there where they appear, or inside your head? Both answers fail. Colors emerge from interactions between objects and your visual system. A bee would perceive ultraviolet patterns invisible to humans. Colors aren't in your head either. Though neuroscientists might identify which neurons fire when you see red or blue, the firing itself isn't the experience of color. One neuron firing resembles another. Ions flowing, depolarization waves traveling. Where in these processes is the actual redness or blueness? This explains why we lack a satisfactory science of consciousness. The experience itself seems absent from our descriptions of brain function. When you mentally traverse the space between yourself and what you're looking at, something strange happens. Right where you thought you should be, there's only the object of perception. You are just a nameless void filled with experiences. Have you ever found yourself deep in thought without remembering how you got there? Through meditation, two categories of mental activity become apparent: immediate thoughts that don't disturb tranquility, and elaborate thought streams that hijack awareness, often running for minutes before being noticed. Thoughts seem to arise from nowhere. Despite feeling that I am thinking, close observation reveals they simply appear without our conscious creation. This aligns with Buddhist teachings on emptiness and neuroscientific theories about consciousness emerging from distributed neural activity rather than a centralized self. When examining our supposed choices, the problem of free will emerges. The universe appears causally closed, everything interconnected with no room for independent intervention. Both Western philosophy and Buddhism recognize this dilemma. If everything arises dependently, how can I act independently? Even attention reveals itself as something happening rather than something controlled. Looking inward, we find only experiences, no separate doer. Actions unfold with the voice claiming, "I did that," always arriving after the fact. This realization creates an existential crisis about responsibility. During a Zen retreat, when this question arose, the Zen master acknowledged that ultimately no one is responsible for anything, yet instructed, "You take responsibility," pointing to a middle way between determinism and the illusion of independent agency. Consciousness isn't what we think it is. It's not a stream of experiences happening to a persistent self or a theater for an inner observer. Rather, it's an illusion that convinces us our minds are separate from our bodies and the world. This misconception has led consciousness studies astray, pursuing the hard problem instead of investigating how the dualism illusion forms. The notion of a persistent self dissolves under examination. There's no mental theater, only ephemeral sensations, perceptions, and thoughts arising and passing, often in parallel. Multiple brain processes generate these experiences simultaneously, none existing in consciousness because no such container exists. Typically, there is no observer. Consciousness is retroactively attributed. Occasionally, processes become complex enough to support an apparent observer, but these are temporary constructions. The top layers comprise temporary observers, theories about the world, and illusions of continuity and agency. When these fall away through meditation or investigation, experience aligns with brain reality. No persisting self, no mental theater, no power of consciousness, no free will, no duality, just complex interactions between body and world arising and falling away. The investigation of consciousness remains inherently incomplete. Insights become attachments if held rigidly, requiring ongoing openness and willingness to question our deepest understandings. We face a paradox, using concepts to transcend concepts, words to point beyond words, and the self to investigate its own illusion. Language cannot fully capture what transcends it, yet serves as our necessary pointer. What matters isn't finding final answers, but maintaining sincere investigation. This journey transforms both understanding and being. Glimpsing our separate self's illusory nature changes everything. Fear diminishes, compassion grows, and interconnection emerges. The invitation stands: look for yourself. Test these ideas against your own experience. Ask, "Am I conscious now? Who is looking?" The answers that matter aren't found in theories, but in direct experience, in the immediate reality of this moment, just as it is.